Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 9th of April. I hope you're well. Coming up.
It's in many ways one of the most successful peace processes in the world, but it's also a frosty peace.
Simon Harris gearing up to become Taoiseach later, and hopes of a ceasefire in Gaza seem to be over. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the 15th Taoiseach of Ireland will be elected later this morning. Simon Harris is likely to be the only name nominated to replace Leo Varadkar today. At 37, he'll become the youngest person to hold the office of Taoiseach. News Talk Sheila Nocton reports.
While last night was all about our 14th Taoiseach, politics moves fast and today attention will turn to his successor. Leo Varadkar met with President Michael D. Higgins yesterday at Ora Sanuachtaran for a 40-minute meeting during which he formally tendered his resignation. He won't be in a caretaking position for long though, because Simon Harris is expected to be at the Oras this lunchtime to receive his seal, provided all goes to plan in the Dáil this morning. After that, attention will turn to Cabinet, with some sort of shake-up inevitable, given the two vacancies left by the expected Taoiseach's promotion and Simon Coveney's decision to step down from his position. However, there are also eyes on Helen McEntee, who is under fire as Justice Minister. Sheila Nocton at Ora Sanuachtaran, Dublin.
The students listed housing among the key things the new Taoiseach needs to prioritise.
I think a major thing is more funding to rural areas. I'd just like to see a bit more done around that.
I think he needs to focus on the students, especially the housing.
Bring down the price of pints, I'd say. That could be a start anyway.
I don't know, I wouldn't really be fully up to the politics of it all, but I think a big thing for me would just be like student welfare, even just accommodation. It's just really expensive and I just think that's not really accounted for at the moment.
People Before Profit will stage a protest at Leinster House later, calling for an immediate general election. They say Simon Harris is not the people's choice for Taoiseach. Paul Murphy, the party's TD for Dublin South West, says it's time the people had a say in who runs the country.
At 12 o'clock, people will be gathering outside the Dáil to oppose the election of Simon Harris as Taoiseach and to demand a general election. Simon Harris is due to be the third Taoiseach we have had since the last general election. We don't think he has a mandate.
To other news, and hopes of a Gaza ceasefire deal appear to be over. A Hamas official says the group has rejected Israel's latest ceasefire proposal after weekend talks in Cairo in Egypt. Israel says it now has a date for an invasion of Rafah. Speaking through an interpreter, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the invasion will be soon.
We're working on the humanitarian aid and the evacuation of the civilians from Gaza and from Rafah. And when that is done, it won't take long. And by the way, nothing will stop us once we do that. Not American pressure and nothing else.
The constant overcrowding in University Hospital Limerick is being described as an absolute failure. Members of the Oireachtas Health Committee met frontline workers and management at the hospital yesterday to discuss the issue. The Irish Medical Organisation says the closure of services in Ennis and Nina has meant overcrowding was always on the cards. Committee member Claire Fianna Fáil TD Cathal Crowe says it's about time something was done.
After a certain hour of the evening, the medical assessment units here in Ennis and Nina and other hospitals are closed, so you have to go to UHL. This is an incessant problem. I would say that it has been an absolute failure since this was a political vote taken in 2009, and it has been a failure decision. It hasn't worked out.
March has become the 10th month in a row to break global temperature records. Climate researchers say it was nearly 1.7 degrees Celsius warmer than the estimate for pre-industrial times. Global average temperatures for the past year are also at an all-time high and above the 1.5 degree target set by world leaders. A total solar eclipse plunged large parts of North America into darkness last night. The planets came into view as the moon shrouded the sun for a few minutes in a band across Mexico, the US and Canada. Deborah Ross from the American Astronomical Society's Solar Eclipse Task Force says it really overwhelmed her.
The feeling was not of insignificance, but of significance. And you have a sense of, you know, your place and your kind of what it means that human beings have gotten to the point where science lets us know that we can predict these things down to the second. It was a kind of glorious moment.
In entertainment news, EastEnders is set to explore the sexual assault of older women to show that it happens to people of all ages and backgrounds. The storyline will see an attack on Yolande Truman by her close friend, Pastor Clayton. The soap is working with the End Violence Against Women Coalition and the charity Hourglass to create the scenes, which will air next week. And in sport, in soccer, more than 30,000 tickets have been sold for tonight's Women's Euro qualifier at the Aviva. The Republic of Ireland face reigning European champions England. Ireland opened their campaign with a 1-0 defeat to France on Friday night in Metz, while England drew with Sweden. Kick-off at Lansdowne Road is at 7:30. Ireland boss Eileen Gleeson is expecting a tough battle this evening.
Quality team, second in the world, so we played third in the world, so we're going up a gig on Tuesday. But we expect a lot of intricate play. We know the skill, the flair that they have. We think France a bit more direct. But I think England will pose a few different threats in terms of their combination play.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half of the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii. But we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part of roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.AmericanLogHomesAndCabins.com.